But let's go to God's Word. Let's see what we can see. Again, the way I do it, I take my study time, then I take my notes, and then Roger, the Dodger Johnson's been my tech director for over 20 years. Can we thank the Lord for him back there working, serving with me all these years? Man. And now he's got a posse back there helping him now. It's crazy. He's got different people doing different things and cameras and all that kind of stuff. But he works with me. We get together in my office, and I'll share with him my thoughts on the message, and I'll sort of have it laid out like I like it, but it doesn't have any verses to it yet, any pictures or nothing like that. He takes it, and then it depends on how I'm thinking. And as I'm studying last days, I've done it many times, and series on the last days, end time events. But this time, maybe it was Ian that did it to me. I don't know. But I just had a really strong feeling that I would like to call this series on end times imminent storm. It's something that we know something about now. We know what it looks like to have problems and a storm coming. And so I thought I'd try to do that with last days, point out some of the things that I see from Scripture with current events, because I strongly believe that that we're living in very dangerous times. And so the title of the series is called Imminent Storm and Pending Danger Ahead. And I'm going to do a little review with you right quick, not too long, but just a little bit to set the table for the message. Today's message is called Storm Ready. Can you say that with me? Storm Ready. That's the title of today. We'll get to it later. But the first message we started out with was the cone of certainty. And I'd like to have you say this verse with me. And I do that with you. If you're here first time or two, I'm going to ask you to say scriptures with me. I want you to get them down in your heart. It's funny. I mean, this one ain't a hard one. How hard is this? Say it with me. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But my words shall what? Not pass away. I don't understand the Bible. How hard-headed are you? Heaven and earth will pass away. Jesus said, but my word won't what? So what's that mean? It means heaven and earth gonna pass away. And my word ain't gonna pass away. Yeah, but it doesn't mean that. It means that! Stop it! Got it or not? Yeah. So, the title of the first message was the cone of certainty. When you have a hurricane, it's the cone of uncertainty. You don't know if it's hit New Orleans. You don't know if it's going out in the Atlantic. You don't know if it's coming up the Gulf. As it gets closer and closer and closer. Oh, now we do. Now we know. But even right up to the last minute, like with Charlie, it's supposed to hit Tampa. Where did it hit? Punta Gorda, Boca Grande, Port Charlotte. Remember or not? Yeah, it became certain at the last minute. But here's the thing about God's Word. It's certain today. Do you hear me or not? So when we're talking about end time events, whether you believe it or not, doesn't faze him, doesn't faze me. Your unbelief ain't going to make it not happen. You'd be wise to believe the Lord. Put your faith in him. So end time events, it will happen. I call it the cone of certainty. Got it? Yeah. Keep looking. Then a message I gave a few weeks ago called Perilous Times. We looked at 2 Timothy chapter 3. There's over 20 specific things that will happen in the last days. We're going to look at them in a second. I'm going to bring them all back up so you can see them. But we gave that message. And I personally believe every one of those things are happening right now. What do you mean? I mean just what I said. I'll put them up for you in a second. Then last week, we gave another message on end times. That was from 2 Timothy. That was Paul. This last message last week was Jesus, and I called it named storms. You know, this year with the big hurricane report, we're supposed to have twice as many named storms as we normally have in the summer down here, or you know, for hurricanes, okay? Twice as many. A storm gets a name when it hits 39 miles per hour. But that ain't what this is about. But you're getting other stuff too. There you go. Anyway, so we looked at the 10 storms that we see in Matthew 24. for just to help us see them clearly, I chose a D for every one of them, but it wasn't very difficult to do. It was pretty easy. So let's look at this now. Let's see where we're at right now in our series so far. We're going to put it up. And then today's message is called Storm Ready. Because I firmly believe every one of these things are happening. You might say, Clark, you're crazy. I don't care if you think I'm crazy. I've got the scriptures. I've got my own two lying eyes that I can see what's going on in my world. I've been doing this for a while. Doesn't make me an expert, but it does mean I've been doing it for a while. And I think I should tell you the truth. Had a guy yesterday. I was on Boca Grande yesterday. Spent most of my day there yesterday. There was a big kids tournament for tarpon fishing yesterday. And so I was there because my 13-year-old, our youngest, Danielle, she was part of that fishing deal. And she got to go on a big boat and be part of the competition. There was 22 boats, and they didn't win. But they had two that got caught two tarpon, and it's a lot of time spot. Then they had about eight other boats that caught one. And then several boats didn't catch anything. But Danny was on a boat that caught one. So they came in like third, tied with a bunch of other people. But anyway, I was out there, spent a lot of time on the island, met a lot of people, saw a lot of people I knew, and a lot of people that had been to a service of mine, a funeral, a wedding, a something here and there. And so I just saw a lot of people that I knew. And I go there to sign up and have Danny and Kim's with me, and the people signing us up, I can't remember everybody, you know. And I married them years ago. Well, they were young, and now he's got a big old beard. And I think his boat won the tournament. And so I got to see a lot of people, but I saw one fellow attends our church, and he saw me at a restaurant. He said, he told me he appreciated me preaching on this topic. He said, I don't know. He said, I just don't think preachers preach on it enough or maybe at all. We just stick our head in the sand. And so I'm not sticking my head in the sand. Got it or not? Y'all all right? So let's see. Let's see what we've studied so far. And I'm not going to take forever. Let's see if you too believe a lot of this is happening right now. Are we living in the last days? All I know is this, I'm living in my last days. You understand or not? But is it the last days? Jesus' disciples asked him a question. He talked about the temple being destroyed. Jesus gave a prediction, temple would be destroyed. And so then they said, when will that happen? And when will the end of the world happen? And when will your coming again take place? And Jesus gave the longest answer in the Bible by far to their question. So if Jesus gave the longest answer in the Bible to any question about end time events, do you think we should preach it? If a lot of the Bible talks about this, shouldn't we preach it? Even if we don't have all the answers, shouldn't we try? So that's what we're doing. So let's look at it. Let's look at it and see what we can find today. Look at so far what we've studied. In the last days, perilous times will come. I want them to just put them up. And stop with that left-hand column, if you don't mind. Right there. Thank you. What will the last days look like? Well, there'll be difficult times. People will love themselves and love their money. People will be boastful, full of themselves and proud. People will scoff at God. Kids will be out of control. People will be ungrateful. And by the way, this is all Bible. This ain't me like, Gary, that's your opinion. No, all I did was have him take God's word and put it on a screen so you could see it with your own eyeballs. Got it? Nothing will be sacred. People will be unloving. People will be hostile toward one another. and slander one another. People themselves will be uncontrollable and ungrateful. It's funny how some of these double over one another. People will hate good and betray loved ones. Family will betray love, their own family. People will be reckless in the way they live. They'll be full of pride. It's interesting. It mentions that a few times, doesn't it? Let's take a quick poll. How many every once in a while you have a problem being a little too full of yourself? Anybody want to raise a hand with me? Well, I think it should be mentioned a few times then, don't you? Last days, people will choose pleasure over God. They will reject His power. The Bible will be denied, rather following our own desires instead. People want to listen only to teachers who support what they think and what they want to do. People reject the truth and will rather choose myths. Now, when you look at that right there, if you just look at that, and I said to you, every bit of that's going on. Do I sound like a lunatic? Gary said, oh, that's happening. It is happening. Is everybody doing it? No. Do a lot of us struggle with a bunch of that? Mm-hmm. Has it always happened? I am just not sure that it's always happened to the magnitude that it is happening right now. Got it? So that makes me think imminent storm, impending danger ahead. So now let's go to the last message that we gave. Here it is. 10 signs that Jesus gave. We're just going with the title. I'm not going to re-preach the whole thing. Got a whole other message. It's coming. Deception. This is His word, not mine. This is Him. Do you think there's a little bit of deception going on somewhere? How about dissension? That word? Wars. Rumors of wars. I said I wasn't going to do this, but I got to do it. I said last week that now we have okayed Ukraine to use weapons that we have supplied them that can strike further into Russia and kill more Russians. And we sit over here and pretend we're not at war with Russia. If you provide the gun and the bullets for somebody to come and shoot my family, I sort of think you guilty. And so you know what Putin says? Putin says, how about now we supply weapons? Now, he said this right there in front of everybody. How about we now start supplying weapons to other countries to kill Americans? I don't know if you watched your news this week or not. Not crazy news, just news. Whatever news. Watch it. Russia has ships, submarines in the Mediterranean, in the Black Sea. Oh, no. They probably got them there, too. They're coming to an ocean near you. The Caribbean. Brazil. Venezuela. I might have one of the countries wrong, but in this area. Docking off of Cuba. And the current people that lead said that, I read one big article where it was said, we don't need to be alarmed. Basically, it's not that big a deal. Well, John F. Kennedy thought it was a big deal, didn't he? Russia has 6,500 nuclear warheads. I believe more than we have. So what? I know it's scary when I talk like this. Well, what am I supposed to do? Act like this isn't happening? Buddy, there's some stuff going on. Y'all hear me or not? Yes or no? And who's teamed up with Russia? China. Well, they're a nobody. Well, no, they were a nobody maybe in the late 60s and the 70s. But now when they cut off stuff now, even America doesn't have supplies. Is that true or false? You know it's such a... What I'm trying to say is I'm not trying to stand up here, make myself look like a genius. I think even a person from Rockingham could pull this off. Got it? That's what's different now. I don't have to embellish a whole lot. Y'all hear me? Let's look at a few others. Back that off. Devastation will take place in our world. Just depends what you're looking at. You can find plenty of it if you look. Disease. Last days, disasters, natural disasters, other kind of disasters. Death also has the idea of persecution. This is what Jesus said. In the last days, there'll be disloyalty. Disloyalty to Christ, disloyalty to family, disloyalty to doing the right thing. How about this one? I wonder if that's what's happening. Number 8, what's that one called? Delusion. People be delusional. Saying, this is it. This is right. And it's the totally opposite of what's right. And try to convince us that this is... No, it's crazy. And after a while, you deem crazy. I'm going to go ahead and stop again. It doesn't matter to me what you think. I'm old now. Somebody, you ain't old. Oh, yeah. Tell this body I ain't old. It's delusional to think that billions of years ago, things blew up. Blew up. Big Bang! Are you awake? And all of a sudden, all that crap became order and life and beauty and wonder. And look at here you are today. Congratulations. The stupidest thing ever. But you know who's delusional now? I'm the one they call delusional. Because I believe in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And I believe God created the stars and the sun and the moon. And I believe He created the sea life, the plant life. And He created male and female. But now we're crazy if we believe in male and female. We're delusional, you see. We're not delusional. In the last day, there will be delusion. And we'll have a falling away of believers in the Bible. And they'll be screwed up in their theology. And they'll believe a lie. And they'll believe their politicians over the Word of the living God. And that is where we live. That's what's happening. I seem radical, don't I? Oh, I would be deemed one for preaching an old-fashioned message right from the Bible. Last days. Defection. 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 People departing from the faith. Coming after people of faith. There seems to be an uptick now. I'll just go ahead and say it because I don't know a whole lot about a lot of stuff. I claim to be ignorant. That's okay. I do have a college education. I know it's hard to believe. But there's been an uptick for people that are pro-life. And arresting, locking up, intimidating people who stand for life is sacred. Are we living in end times? Is there an imminent storm? Whether it's end times or not, I know one thing. There's a storm coming. And it's closer than we think. And the last one is not bad. This is a good one. Declaration.
in the end times, one of the things Jesus said is that the gospel would be preached around the world. And look at the technology we have now. Is the gospel preached around the world? Absolutely. People right now around the world are hearing little old me or big old me, you know, around the world. Isn't that crazy? So where does that lead us today? And the message isn't long from here forward. I knew I was going to do. I wanted to get this in your heart and head again. Y'all hear me or not? Say. Are you glad you had a little is that okay? Let's thank the Lord. Right? We went over that again. Okay? Y'all hear me? And hopefully it's helpful. But let's look. I've talked about the world today, and we know what's going on. And guys, I don't have to put up pictures. I don't have to put... You can find the pictures yourself now. Almost every day you go, I can't believe that. Look at that. Sometimes it ain't even on the internet or on your television. It's right there. You saw it with your own right there in front of you. Crazy. So knowing what the Bible says by what we put up and what you're seeing with your what? How should we live? And are you storm ready? You can deny. You can be a hurricane denier. Ian ain't coming. Ian ain't going to hit us. And as it got closer, Ian ain't coming. Ian ain't going to hit us. It's going to turn. And as all the spaghetti started shooting toward Inglewood and Venice, and the spaghetti all lined up, and they want no spaghetti in Tampa. The spaghetti was Venice and toward Fort Myers. You can still, Ian ain't going to hit us. You are crazy. Absolutely. Say that scripture with me if you don't mind. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man comes. Let that just sink in. Where'd that crazy scripture come from? Oh, it came from his answer to his disciples about when he would come again and the end of the world. So be ready for an hour when you think not the Son of Man comes. Storm ready. I want you to see another scripture. And that's this one. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Say this part with me. And be ready always, keep going, to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you, and do it how? With meekness and fear or respect. So, are you storm ready? You might say, Gary, what do you mean, storm ready? Are you ready for what we're facing right now and what we may be facing in the days ahead? Are you ready? Do you have your hurricane preparedness kit? You mean a flashlight and a generator and food and tarp? No, I ain't talking about none of that. I'm talking about the last day storm. What do I need to have from the Bible? What does the Bible say? Well, get ready. Here we go. I'm not a weatherman, but I'm a preacher man. And here we go. What should we do? Number one, what should I be doing last days? Storm ready. Number one, most important thing. Most important thing. Say it with me out loud. To do what? Last days, love people. Love people. And every one of these I'll put on the screen, every single one of them have his coming again or end times embedded right into the scripture. So it's not like I just said, well, love people is a great idea anytime. But is it in the last days? Is it amped up? Is it present in the scriptures? Oh, yeah. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love toward one another, toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father. Say it with me, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and His saints. The most important thing you can do, the most important thing in your storm ready kit, numero uno. Matter of fact, some of these other things we'll list, they can't really be done well without number one. So we need to love people. We need to love people. We have got to do better at that. Y'all hear me, yes or no? What are we going to, how long are we going to wait? Say, somebody's hateful, somebody's this, somebody's that. And so many of you and me at times, we're ill, we're rude, we're pathetic. That's got to stop. Y'all hear me, yes or no? We need to love people. Did Jesus love people? Did Jesus love people? Are we His followers? What is the greatest thing we're told to do? To what? What never fails? What's number one? Got it? Number two. How am I supposed to be storm ready? Number two, say it out loud. Don't what? Don't judge people. Shut your mouth. Stop it. Quit it. The church has been great at it. Look at them. Look at this. We even look at some of the last day's mess and all the stuff we're seeing. Guys, I know it's crazy. But somebody has got to try to reach them. Who's it going to be? You think it's going to work by putting them down? Say. What's the Bible say? Judge nothing before the time. What time? Until the Lord comes. He will bring to light the hidden things of darkness. That's not our job in the last days. To point out people's mess. You know, you need to do this and you need to do that. And you ain't measuring up here. Listen, He'll bring the hidden things to light. He'll make manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God. Why don't you wait and you get a glorified body to be the judge? Got it? Yes or no? Here's the cool thing. When you get a glorified body, you go lay that body at Jesus' feet and hush your mouth. You understand? That's an evil thing. That's not a good thing. Amen? So in the last days, don't do what? But do number one, which was what? So number two in my bag in the last days is something that helps me not judge people. Yes or no? Got it? Number three, be active in your church. What? Clark trying to push church. I am trying to push church. Churches that preach the gospel. Churches that preach the Bible. I'd much rather you go play golf if you're going to a church. They ain't going to preach the gospel. Not going to teach the word. Have at it. But if you're a church where preaches God's word and they're trying to help you learn the Bible, we ought to be a part of that in the last days. In the last days, in the next 5 years, they're predicting, and they're already pretty much on their way, 500,000 churches will close in America. America. 500,000? Yep. 500,000. Already about 150 to 200,000 have closed in about a year and a half or so. We're well on our way. What's the Bible say about this one? Let us consider one another to provoke unto what? What was that in our kit? Number what? Number one, yeah. So, we're to provoke unto love and to good works. It don't save me judging nobody, does it? We're to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. Watch this part. But we're to do what with one another? We're to exhort one another, encourage one another, and so much more as you see the what? The day of the Lord approaching, His coming approaching. Y'all, am I losing you today or not? Is this too deep? Too hard? You feel like you're in a hurricane seminar? Here we go. So, be active. What should we be doing here at Fellowship? Here's what we should be doing. Let's check it out. We should provoke one another unto love. Hey, I love you. Yeah, I love you guys. I want to reach out and touch you. I want to hug your neck. That's what we should be doing here. We should be glad to see one another and care about one another. You say, well, that ain't the way I did it up north or wherever you came from. Well, you did it wrong. And, or, I guess you could get by with it then. In the last days, it's not going to work. Churches will die. They will fall away. You won't have any left if we keep doing it like we've always done it. We better emphasize Jesus and we better emphasize love. And we better do this. Provoke one another. Not to hit you in the head because you're judging them. We want to provoke one another to want to hug my neck because I want to hug theirs. Amen. Or I want to provoke a good word out of you because I said a good word to you first. Amen. Most people I go, hey man, you look great. You know, how you doing? Hope everything's good in your life. Most people don't condemn me when I do that. They say, thank you. And they might even tell me how good I look. Wow, thank you. Liar. Here we go. Okay, so we're to exhort one another. Encourage. That's what church is about. Say that out loud. That's what. And we're to learn God's word. Keep going. I'm wearing some of y'all out today because you're not used to learning the Bible. But you're learning it. Here we go. Keep going. Number four. Remember Jesus' death and resurrection daily. We're talking about storm ready. Especially during communion. The Bible says as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you show the Lord's death until He what? Comes again. But every single day as we see the storm in last days and end times, every single day, you need to remember the death and resurrection of Jesus. Now, I'm going to give you a little hint how to do that. You may, I'm busy. How am I supposed to do that? Here's how you do it. Every day, confess your sins. I guarantee it. I do it several times throughout the day. And you know why I have forgiveness of sins? Guess why? Because Jesus what? Died and what? Rose again. And He is my righteousness. So if you make regular in your life, instead of looking at somebody else's sin but your own sin, you'll be thankful every day for the death and resurrection of Jesus. Got it? Every day. Have that storm ready. Number five. These aren't as exciting as a flashlight, is it? Or a generator. I want a generator. I don't want. Well, I guess in a hurricane, probably the number one thing you need is food and water, isn't it? Well, Jesus is He's the bread of life. He's living water. He's what you need, man. End times, last days, storm ready. Number five, be committed to living for Jesus Christ. Have that ready. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all what? That goes back to number one, love. Love suffers long and is kind. And with doctrine. So in the last days, end time, storms coming, I think we need to be more committed to Christ. Y'all hear me or not? I sound like 5,000 years old, don't I? I'm not hip. It's old-fashioned, ain't it? Committed to Christ. Yeah. Last days. Number six. Make the things of God a priority in your thinking. It's funny when a hurricane's coming. You ain't worried about so much stuff. You know. You're not out there tending to the hedge bushes. You're not hollering at the neighbor because he put some trash in your yard. Because your yard about to have a lot of trash in it. It's funny how end times can help you with your thinking. Get your priorities straight. Y'all hear me? If you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on this earth. For you're dead. Your life is now hid with who? Christ in God. Can you say, I'm in Christ? I am in Christ. Do you know that? When Christ, who is our life, shall what? Appear, then we shall also appear with Him in glory. Get your thinking straight, your priorities. Number 7, keep short sin accounts. Now, I've already alluded to that when I said, how can I remember the death and resurrection burial of Christ? Listen, and now little children abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before His coming. If you know that He is righteous, you know also everyone that does righteousness is born of Him. Do the right thing. And when you do the right thing, do the wrong thing, get it right. Got it? In a hurricane, you went outside. Maybe you shouldn't have, but you did. When that hurricane was happening here, they didn't know it, but I even opened one of the doors outside. Because I'm a lunatic. I'm that kind of guy. You don't want to be in a hurricane with me. But when I shut it, I made sure it was shut. Okay? And it was locked. Keep that in mind in life. Listen. If you find yourself straying or doing something that you shouldn't do or it's not right in your life, get it right. Get it cleaned up. Got it? That's why you might, I don't like the world I'm living in. Hey, the good thing about the world we're living in, it can sure help many more of us get right with God. Maybe it'll wake up the church and we'll start loving people instead of judging them. There's some good things that can happen in a storm. Keep looking. Number 8, share the message of Jesus with your family and friends. Well, why ain't that number 1? Because they're not going to hear a thing out of your mouth unless you probably do about 1 through 8, okay? You know what I mean? And number 1 was what again? Love people. So often, even in end times, we want to go after people these days. It's the last days to get saved, last days to get right with God, last days. They're not hearing what you're saying. You're a moron. But if you love them, care about them, want to help, want to do, well, my goodness. But don't not share, and then you're able to share. It carries a lot more weight. Amen or oh me. How many had during Ian a lot of opportunities to help people? Can I see some hands? How many of you had a lot of opportunities? How many people helped people more in Ian than you had in a long time? Can I see some hands? Isn't that funny how that works? Last days provides us all kinds of opportunities to love on people and share Christ with them. Amen. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. That's His coming. Look at this scripture. People. Some have compassion, and you can make a difference in your life when you love on them. Some others you got to save with fear. You got to pull them out of the fire. Hating even the garment that's spotted by the flesh. What do I mean by that? God loves everybody. God loves. And here's what I mean by that. My mother was a drunk. My mother had a reputation around town. My mother was a mean woman. She ran that restaurant at Revel's Barbecue Lodge. But people knew she ran it. She would knock you out. She was one of those kind of women. She'd tear you off. She'd cuss you out. It's the way she was. She was rough. So when Mama and I came to church, when she and I walked to church after she'd listened to a message on TV when she was drunk, we were rough people. We were rough people. Okay? And I cussed her out on the way. Why are we going? I was using all kinds of language against my mother. I want to go to church. You're crazy. And not everybody could have handled my mother. That's what that scripture says. We need to love all people. But some people, it's going to take extra work. Amen. Say. But we got it. God loves everybody. Does He love everybody? Does He love the drunk woman? Sure He does. And He saved the drunk woman and her hell-raising son. We got to share Christ. We got to make a difference. Amen? Who made the difference? You know who made the difference when we got to church that day? I got there and I was so mad, so mad, so mad. And when I got closer, because we walk, we didn't know where we're going, we're idiots. And we finally get close to this one church. We don't even know. There it is. And who got out of the car? Big old guy that was our tire guy. Tire guy. He did the tires in town. Jimmy Wallace. Jimmy? Big Jimmy? Black hands, oil, tire grease under his fingernails. Huge, like 6'6", 6'8". And he said, "Hey, Miss Ann." He had compassion on us. Not everybody could have done that. But we related to Big Jimmy and we went into that church. And 3 weeks later, we got saved. That's how we do it. Amen. Come on. Praise God. It's good. Praise the Lord. I know I'm killing you today. I'm almost done. So it's going to be a little rougher to reach some people than others. And not everybody's called to do it. It took Jimmy to do that with us. But you know what? I'm one of those people who can talk to rough people. Why? Because I came from there. How many are like me? You say, "Gary, I can do that too, I think, because I came from there." Anybody else want to raise a hand? I came from there, Gary. Amen. Keep looking. Got to quit. Number 9, what should be in our kit last days? Storm ready, comfort, encourage one another. We need to be about comforting people in the last days. We need to be encouraging people in the last days. "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning which those have gone asleep, or those who have passed and are now with the Lord, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and we do, even those also which have slept or passed in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain at the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede those which have passed before or who have fallen asleep in the Lord. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." Keep reading. "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Say that last verse with me. Verse 18. "Wherefore, comfort one another with" what? These words. I don't know if you've been beat up on today or feel better today. I don't know. I've been trying to help you, to be honest with you. But I hope you're getting a little bit of comfort today. We got us some marching orders. We got us some instructions from God's Word on how I'm supposed to be living these days. Amen. Comfort people. Encourage people. Number 10, last one. Patiently anticipate the return of Jesus Christ. Nothing you do is going to do is going to make it happen any quicker. How about you, just like a good farmer? He's faithful. But it's God that gives the increase. He does His job. Do what we were pat on that screen and do more than that. And just see if the Lord's not going to bless and help. And do that till He calls you home or He takes us home. Y'all hear me? What's the Scripture say? "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord." Be patient. I'm not trying to push the coming of Jesus on you. Quick. I ain't trying to do that. Just trying to tell you what I think. "Behold, the husbandman, he waits for the precious fruit of the earth." He's got long patience for it until he receives the early and latter rain. Would you say verse 8? "Be ye also patient." Establish your heart. Say it with me. "For the coming of the Lord," what? "Draws nigh." So we're done with the message. But I got one last hammer. Here it is. Remember number one. Remember number one. Remember number one. Remember number one. Got it? Remember number one. I want to review what number one looks like. Okay? I am a huge believer in love. Love is hard work sometimes, but love works. Y'all know that or not? I'll just love when I'm loved. Did you know love will work even when the other person don't love you? When somebody's hurt you, you have the choice to love back. And that love can sometimes change the person that's hurt you. It can change their whole heart. Love is powerful. That's umaro uno. What's the Bible say in the end? This is the hammer. What's love look like? What does that number one look like? Love suffers long. Love is kind. Love doesn't envy. Love isn't proud or vaunted up. It's not puffed up. Love doesn't behave itself unseemly. Love seeks not her own. Love is not easily provoked. Love thinks no evil. Love rejoices not in iniquity, but love rejoices in truth. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Love endures all things. Would you say that part with me? Love never. So lift your head up in these last days. If these are last days, I don't know. They're mine. What I mean, I got a lot more time behind me than I got ahead of me. Amen? So I want to live like this. I want to live like this. I want to be storm ready. Amen? Let's thank the Lord for His Word. I quit. Amen!